With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is one frightening night and Israel. Here is Jackie Quinn with the latest.
The Israeli military says Iran's launched a number of drones toward the country. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Israel is prepared and has been on heightened alert since last week when Iran threatened retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed two leading Iranian generals. Israel is closing its airspace to flights and has canceled school and large public gatherings. President Biden has flown to the White House to be in contact with top security officials. A White House statement says the U.S. will support Israel's defense against the airborne attack from Iran. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a late word out of the Middle East right now tells us the United States has shot down at least one of the Iranian drones in the early morning hours in the Middle East. A spokesman says the Israeli air defense teams are preparing to shoot down any more of the Iran hardware as it approaches. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says whoever hurts Israel, we will hurt them. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden has become increasingly critical of the Israeli handling of the war. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, tries to assess the Biden administration's approach to the Jewish state.
I think they want to maintain a level of military supplies, a certain amount of diplomatic support, a certain amount, so they can say to pro-Israel voters, Democratic voters, look, we had criticism, but we've maintained these fundamental policies.
Dr. Oren was interviewed earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A couple of scientists taking on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
United Methodist Church preparing for its general conference in Charlotte, North Carolina later this month, an event that was originally set for 2020. It is expected a gathering will see a formal split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The denomination has lost thousands of conservative congregations in the past 10 years or so. This is SRN News. River barges breaking loose in Pittsburgh following very heavy rain.
Pittsburgh officials say 26 river barges broke loose Friday and floated down the Ohio River, damaging a marina and causing bridge closures before some of the barges were pinned to the riverbank by a tugboat, while others went over a dam downstream. There were no reports of injuries. Most of the barges were loaded with dried cargo. Authorities say there were no hazardous materials involved. The area had been hit by flooding after heavy rains on Thursday. I'm Julie Walker.
And looking once again now at the top headline for this hour, we have learned United States forces, apparently in the Mediterranean, have shot down at least one of the Iranian drones. We do know that Iran has sent dozens of them heading toward Israel this hour. More details at SRNnews.com.